Our message is don't turn back.
我们信息是不要回头。
Let's have another word of prayer before we begin.
我们再一次做个祷告。
Father in heaven, please speak to our hearts now.
天父上帝现在对我们的心说话。
Put in our hearts a great anticipation for heaven.
放在我们心中一个盼望你。
Give us that motivating power to keep moving forward in our experience.
给我们有一个推动力一直向前进。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Turn with me in your Bible to the book of John, chapter 10.
我翻到约翰福音十章。
For in this passage, we read a beautiful promise from Jesus.
在章节我们看到一个耶稣给我们一个很好的应许。
A verse from the heart of God to our hearts.
从上帝心里对我们心的说话。
That gives us hope in this world.
给我们在这世界上有希望。
John, chapter 10.
约翰福音十章。
Beginning with verse 27.
从27节开始,
and if you're there, would you let me know by saying amen?
如果你翻到了,请说amen。
The Bible says,
圣经说,
My sheep hear my voice,
我的羊听我的声音,
and I know them, and they follow me.
我也认识他们, 他们也跟着我,
now I give unto them eternal life.
我也赐给他们永生,
they shall never perish.
他们永不灭亡,
neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
谁也不能从我手中把他们夺去,
my father which gave them me is greater than all.
我父把羊赐给我,
and no man is able to pluck them out of my father's hand.
谁也不能从我父手里,
can you say amen to that?
Amen.
That is a powerful verse, young people.
这是很有力的一个章节。
In this passage, Jesus promises,
在这节耶稣应许了,
as our gentle shepherd,
我们的, 他是我们的牧羊人,
that when we become his sheep and follow him,
当我们变成他的羊跟随啊,
we will never perish, but we will live eternally.
我们永不灭亡, 反得永生。
An eternal life,
一个永生,
is also not just quantity, but it's quality of life.
不是代表着数目而已, 也是代表着品质,
of abundance.
一个丰盛的,
and when we put our hands in the, when we put our lives in the hands of Jesus,
当我们把我们生命放在耶稣的手中,
no one can take us out of his hand.
没有人能够把我们从他手里夺去。
In other words, there is safety and security in the hand of God.
你在上帝的手里有安全有保证。
But the question is,
但是问题是,
what does it mean to be in the hands of God?
上帝手里是什么意思呢?
What came forth from the hands of Jesus?
从耶稣的手里出了什么呢?
The cleansing blood.
出了保血。
So friends, we can't be in the hands of Jesus without being covered with his blood.
如果你在耶稣的手里, 你一定要被他的血遮盖。
So to put our lives in his hands,
所以把我们生命放在他手里,
means that we let him cleanse us with his blood.
就叫他把, 用他的血接近我们。
But not only that,
不止这样,
what else came from that? What else does Jesus do with his hand?
耶稣还对他手做了什么事?
Right now in heaven's sanctuary,
现在在天国的圣殿,
as the investigative judgment takes place,
当在查审判进行中,
Jesus lifts up his hands to the Father,
耶稣展开手向父手,
in intercession for you and me.
他替代我们,
so to be in his hands,
所以在他手里,
not only means that we're covered with his blood,
不是代表我们被他血遮盖,
but it means that we receive the benefits of his heavenly intercession.
也就是说我们受到他在天国为我们替代的这个,
when we accept Christ as our sacrifice,
我们接受耶稣为我们的牺牲,
and our high priest,
我们的大祭司,
putting ourselves in his hands,
把我们放在他的手中,
there is security and salvation in that.
有着保证和救赎。
And no matter what Satan tries to do,
无论什么撒旦要做什么事,
no matter how he attacks us in life,
无论他在生命中如何攻击我们,
tries to discourage us,
无论他让我们灰心,
nothing
没有东西,
can take us out of his hand.
能把我们从他手中,
is that a beautiful promise?
这是美好的应许是吗?
Can you say amen?
可以说amen吗?
Wonderful.
美好的。
Now friends, some people have misinterpreted this verse, though.
你们有些人已经误解了这个章节。
Some people have used this verse to teach a dangerous doctrine.
有些人用这个章节来证明一个非常危险的道理。
Maybe you've heard it before.
你有学过。
The doctrine is called,
就是说,
once saved,
一次得救,
always saved.
永远的救。
In other words, once you're in the hands of God,
如果你在上帝的手里,
even if you continue to sin, you can't be taken out.
就算你犯罪, 你还是不能从上帝的手中被夺取。
People find a false sense of security in this.
有些人从这里找到一个假的虚假的一个保证。
When you try and share with someone,
他们与人分享时,
sometimes they'll say, oh, don't worry about me, I was saved back in
1959. 有些人说,
as if the decision way back then in the past,
就好像当时的那决定,
is covering them in the future.
遮盖他们未来的决定。
They think because of what they did in the past,
他们觉得他们过去做的事,
they can never be lost. And that is exactly what the devil wants people to
believe.
You see, I don't have to pray and study as I ought to. I accepted Christ way back then. The Sabbath? Oh, that's not important. I'm already covered. Once saved, always saved. But if you notice this passage, Jesus is not teaching this. For every promise that God has, there's a condition. And the promise is only for those who meet the condition. Notice the condition to this promise. It's in verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they do what? They what? Help me. They follow me. And that is a continuous action verb. Not just followed in the past, but they continue to follow. In other words, no one can take ourselves out of the hands of Jesus except us. Is it possible for a saved man to choose to be lost? Absolutely yes. You see, once saved, always saved. Only if we remain. What word was that? Remain. In a saving relationship with Jesus. The Bible tells us. In the book of Matthew chapter 24 and verse 13. He that shall, what word is that? What word? Endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. See, we may have a good beginning. Only those who go to the end are going to be saved. Luke 9:62 says, Jesus said, no man having put his hand to the plow, looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. When we made a decision to put our hand on the gospel plow, God expects us to move forward alone. When we look back,
the
Bible says we're not fit for heaven. Notice what happens when a righteous man turns back. Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 20, write it down. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commits iniquity, he shall die in his sin. And the righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered. Does not matter how we begin. What matters is how we end, friend. And then again in the book of Hebrews 3 and verse 14.
The
Bible says we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Over and over again in the Bible. God tells us to hold on. To keep moving forward. Don't give up. When the devil knocks you down, just make sure he doesn't knock you out. Get back up. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Don't turn back. Because heaven is just ahead. Can you say amen? So this morning, I want to have a quick Bible study with you. We're going to look at examples in the Bible of people who had a good beginning. But a tragic ending. Because they look back. We're going to find out why they did this. That we might avoid making those mistakes. So the first one I want us to notice is found in the book of Matthew chapter 14. Please turn there with me to Matthew 14. There we find the example of Jesus. And before we read it, let me give you the context. Jesus is on the mountainside praying. And during this time, he sent his disciples over on the Sea of Galilee. There they are, grown, burly fishermen. They were experienced men of the sea.
Now,
as they're upon this boat, suddenly the wind picks up. The waves get higher. The thunder is crashing. And suddenly they find themselves in the midst of a terrible storm. Now these men have weathered many storms in the past. But they never experienced a storm like this one. The waves were beating upon the boat. Water was filling the boat. The wind was carrying it to and fro. And the rain just coming down upon them. This storm was so fierce and powerful. These grown fishermen began to be afraid. They were fearful for their lives. No matter how hard they tried to bail out water, it was too overwhelming for them. It was too much for them to handle in their own experience. And while they are fearful and afraid for their lives, in the midst of this terrible storm, Jesus shows up. And friends, what he did back then, he does for us today. No matter what storms come our way, no matter how overwhelming it may be, we can rest in assurance that Jesus is with us in our storm. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let's read about it. Matthew 14 and verse
24.
But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. But I want you to notice, when Jesus came, the disciples responded in a negative way. Verse 26. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. So when they saw Jesus, they got even more afraid. Why? Because they did not recognize that it was him. The storm had so blinded them from the realization that Jesus was there. Sometimes we go through problems in life that are so overwhelming. And when we focus on it so much, just like the disciples didn't recognize it was Christ, sometimes we don't see Jesus, that he's with us in the storm. We go through a devastating divorce. Say, "Lord, where are you?" Maybe our parents are going through divorce. God, where are you? You've experienced the death of a loved one. Struggling financially. Rejected of friends. Terrible problems. You see, young people, when you look at your circumstances, it can blind you from the realization that Jesus is there in your circumstances. That's what happened with the disciples. But I want you to notice, the question is, how did they know that it was Christ? Verse 27. But straightway Jesus spake to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid."
第27节说到,
how did they know that it was Christ?
他们怎么知道是耶稣啊?
By what they saw?
是他们看了吗?
By how they felt?
是他们感觉了吗?
By what?
是什么?
By the word that he spoke.
是上帝的话语.
In the same way, we may not know that God is there by what we see or how we feel.
所以可能我们看我们感觉我们认为耶稣不在我们身旁.
But rest assured, young people,
他说我们可以有保证.
We can know that God is there because his word has promised to us, "I will never leave you nor forsake you."
我不会舍弃你们,
and God cannot lie, he always keeps his promise.
上帝不能撒谎,
can you say amen?
你说amen吗?
Then notice what happened.
所以我们看一看,
in the midst of this storm,
在风暴中,
one of the disciples wants to jump out of the boat.
其中一个门徒要跳下,
Peter was his name. 彼得撒的名字, Peter, verse 28, answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come to thee on the water.
彼得说, 主如果是你, 请你叫我,
and Jesus said, come.
耶稣说,
and when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus.
彼得就从船上下去,
Peter was able to walk on water,
彼得能够在水上行,
riding above the waves.
走在浪上,
he was able to overcome the storm.
还能够克服风暴,
how?
为什么呢?
Because of the word that Jesus spoke.
就因为上帝的话,
when Jesus said, come,
当上帝说来的时候,
that word that rolled off the lips of Christ
从耶稣嘴中出来的,
had the power in it
有里头有那个能力,
to do exactly what it said it would do.
能够做出他所说的事情,
and when Peter grabbed that word by faith,
当彼得抓住那个应许,
a miracle took place.
你信心抓住那个应许的时候, 有个神迹出现,
young people, you can overcome the storms in life. You can rise above any problem that the devil throws at you. You can smile at the diagnosis of cancer. You can be at peace even though finances is running dry. If you take God at His word, you can walk on water. It's not about how we feel, nor by what we see, nor by what we think. God wants to teach us in these last days to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And the devil knows this. That's why he invents unnumbered schemes to draw our minds away from the word of God. That's why the book Great Controversy says, none but those who have fortified their minds with the truths of the Bible will be able to stand in the last great conflict. Young people, as we finish this camp meeting, I recommend to you the word of the living God. Make this your food and your drink. For it is not good enough to just hear the word. You have to study it and eat it for yourself. Can you say amen? Now I want you to notice, Peter gets off the boat, he's walking on water.
And
we know the rest of the story. As long as he keeps his eyes fixed on Christ, he is overcoming. The Bible says, Peter saw the wind that it was boisterous. He began to sink in the water. The point that we learned from Peter is keep your eyes on Christ. Once Peter looked at his circumstances, instead of the solution to his circumstances, which is Christ, he sank down. And in these last days, our circumstances are going to get rough, friends. The devil is preparing one final storm, a great time of trouble. And if we cannot learn to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus now, that storm is going to overcome us then. You see, Peter's problem was he looked at the storm instead of the storm tamer. He looked at his problems instead of the solution. He looked at his situation instead of his Savior. Now as a result, he sank down in the water. Here's the point, young people. We have problems in life. We go through trials and tribulations. But don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big your God is. Don't tell God how big your mountains are. Tell your mountains how big your God is. There is no mountain too big that God cannot move it. There is no problem so hard that God cannot solve it. There is no storm so rough that God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow so deep that God cannot soothe it. If he carried the weight of the world on his shoulders, surely he can carry us with our problems. Can you say amen? So we see that Peter looked at his circumstances.
我们就看见彼得看着他的情况,
instead of his Savior.
而不看他的救主,
but I'm so thankful that Jesus didn't leave him to drown.
但是我感谢耶稣没有让他沉,
the Bible says that as Peter began to sink,
当彼得开始沉的时候,
he cried out immediately.
他直接喊出来,
the shortest prayer in the Bible.
在圣经中最短的祷告,
three words.
在中文是四个字,
Lord, save me.
主啊,
and when we pray that prayer, the Bible says that immediately,
所以说直接,
Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him.
耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他,
and friends, God will answer that prayer when we pray it.
我们如此祷告,
so if you ever find yourself slipping back into discouragement and in doubt,
我们灰心,
don't try and swim, you're just going to drown.
不要学习,不要游泳,
call upon the mighty name of Jesus, and he will lift you up. Can you say amen? Don't look back, friends. That's the message this morning.
不要回头,
keep moving forward.
一直向前,
keep your eyes on Jesus.
静心仰望耶稣,
heaven is just ahead. Example number two.
第二个例子,
it's found in the book of Luke, chapter
17.
Verse 32, Jesus says three words.
32章,32节,
and if you read the context of Luke 17,
如果你读路加福音的那个,
Christ is prophesying about the end of time.
你读路加福音在说什么,
他就说了末世中, in this context,
他这里说了,
Jesus wants us to remember something.
啊,要我记得,是我们回想一个东西,
what do you want us to remember, Lord?
还有我们回想什么呢?
Remember what?
回想什么?
Lot's wife.
罗德的妻子.
What about Lot's wife are we to remember in these last days?
我们要回想罗德妻子什么事呢?
What did she do?
她做了什么?
What did she do?
她做了什么?
She looked back.
她回头了.
You see, God destroyed the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
你看上帝毁灭了所罗摩和亚摩玛的城市.
But before judgment came, before judgment came,
在审判来之前,
mercy came first.
恩典先来临,
you see, before this wicked city was destroyed,
当这个恶城被消灭,
God wanted to call his people to come out of this city.
上帝叫他子民从这个城市中出来,
he did it
他做了,
by sending three angels.
他有三个天使,
two angels afterwards, but three at first.
一开始三个天使,
to call his people to come out
叫这些人出来,
before the destruction came.
在毁灭来之前,
friends, this is a picture of what happens in Revelation.
朋友们,这是启示录所说的东西啊,
for in Revelation, there's another city called Babylon that's about to fall and be destroyed.
启示录中一个城市叫巴比伦将会倾倒被毁灭,
but before that,
而且之前,
through three angels,
有三个天使,
God is calling his people to come out.
让你呼召子民出来,
and as Lot and his family left the city of Sodom and Gomorrah,
当罗德和他的家庭出来所罗摩和亚摩拉之城,
his wife looked back,
他的妻子回头了,
and became a pillar of salt.
成为岩柱.
Why did she look back though?
为什么她回头呢?
I want you to notice from the book Patriarchs and Prophets,
我要看先祖与先知,
page 161, listen carefully.
161页,
again the solemn command was given to Hasten.
于是又有严肃的命令发出,
for the fiery storm will be delayed but a little longer.
叫他们赶紧逃命, 因为烈火的灾难只能再延迟,
but one of the fugitives ventured to cast a look backward to the doomed city.
但是这四个逃命的人中有一个人竟回头望那,
and she became a monument of God's judgment. If Lot, why though? Here's the question, why?
为什么呢?
If Lot himself had manifested no hesitancy to obey the angel's warning, but had earnestly fled to the mountain, his wife also would have made her escape. The influence of his example would have saved her from the sin that sealed her doom. But his hesitancy and delay caused her to lightly regard the divine warning. While her body was upon the plain, her heart clung to Sodom. Instead of thankfully accepting deliverance, she presumptuously looked back.
他非但没有感谢上帝,他已经接受救赎,
to desire the life of those who rejected the divine warning. Her sin showed her to be unworthy of life.
而这些明他不配得上生命.
for the preservation of which she felt so little gratitude. Tell me, young people, according to this, why did she look back? For two main reasons. Number one,
第一,
because the faulty example of her husband Lot. You see, Lot wasn't solid in obeying the warning of God. He was vacillating in an experience. And that influence rubbed off on her. And her problem was she was looking at her husband instead of God. And the husband, as the spiritual leader, gave the wrong example. And so what Jesus wants us to know that in these last days, don't look at the spiritual leader. Because many of them are going to fall. And if we're leaning upon a man, if the man falls, we will fall with them. That's what we are to remember with Lot's wife. She looked at the spiritual leaders instead of listening to God for herself. Not only that, she looked back to the desire of the life of those who are still in the world. And sometimes the devil calls us to do the same thing. We look at the glitter and glamour of these stars and we desire their life. Friends, let me make it clear this morning. If you care more about the world than God, then you are lost today. God wants us to remember Lot's wife. So we might learn from her mistake. She looked at the faulty spiritual leaders. And she was looking at the world. And because of that, she was lost. What's the point? Keep your eyes on Jesus, young people. Keep moving forward. Don't look back. Can you say amen? And those of us who are spiritual leaders, pastors and elders and deacons,
牧师长老志士们,
older brothers and sisters,
比较长大的兄弟姐妹,
let us be sure that we're given a right example. An example of commitment and faith in God. An example that others can emulate and follow. Can you say amen? Now I want you to notice this part. It says, while her body was upon the plain, her heart clung to Sodom.
She was
physically, she was heading in the right direction. Physically, she was on the path of salvation. Physically, she was in the right place. But her heart was still in the world.
And
the question comes to us today. We may be physically here this morning. And if you're physically here, you're in the right place. The question is, where is your heart? We might be here physically. Let's make sure that our hearts are here as well. As we continue, I want you to notice. As we go to the book of John chapter 21 now. Jesus said to Peter, in verse 19, follow me, Peter. And then when Peter hears Jesus command him, instead of listening right away, Peter then looked and saw John the Beloved. He took his eyes off of Christ and looked at the other disciple. And then in verse 21, Peter seeing him said to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? Notice Christ said, you follow me, Peter. Peter heard it. And he said, what about him though? What is your will for his life? And we do the exact same thing sometimes. We know what God has asked us to do. We say, Lord, what about my brother? What about my parents? What about my friends? What about them? They're not following you. Jesus said to Peter in verse 22, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? You follow me. In other words, Peter was looking at the other disciples instead of Christ. And he was waiting for the others to follow. And the lesson we learned from this example, don't look at the other disciples. Who cares about what your friends are doing? Who cares about what your parents are doing? When God gives to you a command, it does not matter what others are doing. Don't let others sway your decision for God. You follow Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Christ said in the book of Revelation 3 and verse 11,
基督在启示录3章11节说,
I am coming quickly.
我必会快来,
hold fast to what you have that no man may take your crown.
就拿紧你所有的,
hold on, church family.
抓紧啊,
keep moving forward and don't turn back.
向前进,
can you say amen?
你说amen吗?
I want us to notice our last example. John chapter 6,
约翰福音六章,
verse 66.
66节,
interesting, 666.
很有趣,
notice, in this passage, we find a group of disciples, actually a multitude of people who are following Christ. Jesus is preaching to them, but they don't like the bread that Christ is baking. They don't like the message that he's preaching. I hope you can't relate with that this morning. Because they don't like the message, notice what they did. John 6, 6, 6. It says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Oh, I can just imagine how that broke the heart of God. Multitudes of people. At first following him. A good beginning. But then they walked away from life. Now as the people are walking away, Jesus with a broken heart turns to his disciples. And he says, will you also leave? This is what the popular thing is. Are you going to follow the crowd? Are you going to do the popular thing? Will you leave me too? Notice how Peter responded. Verse 68. Simon Peter answered, said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Brothers and sisters, let me share with you my experience. I was baptized 10 years ago in the Pacific Ocean. 16 years old. Lord, set me free from drugs. Gave me a new heart. When I was baptized, I was baptized with a crowd of people. And there was about a dozen of us, young guys. They were baptized through this evangelistic meeting. We're 16, 17, 18 years old. And we were on fire for Christ. And we would go from church to church. We would preach the gospel. We went to the academy. And God was able to use us to start a revival in that academy. We were not ashamed of Christ. We didn't care what others thought. We found Jesus. We found life. We found something better. And we are so excited to share it. God, and amongst this dozen guys or so, I was the least experienced one. All these other guys, they knew their Bible way better than I did. They could preach more powerfully than I could. And I would sit at their feet and learn from their knowledge and their experience. We were so on fire. But nowadays, whenever I go back home to Hawaii, I look for these guys. And they're nowhere to be found. Most of them. All of them except two went back and walked no more with Jesus. And I see some of them And especially one of my best friends that backslid. He just longs for me to return because he loves the spiritual fellowship. And he says to me, man, I wish I would have stayed with God. I have nothing to show for the past 8 years of my life since I left God. No matter how much I encourage him and pray with him, he can't seem to get back up. He thinks that he's gone too far, that he's committed the unpardonable sin. When I look at my friends, my heart breaks. See, where are all these guys that I look up to? And as I think about the multitudes of my friends that left God, I can hear Jesus asking me what he did to his disciples. Are you going to leave me too? Are you going to do what your friends did? Are you going to do the popular thing? And I want to say like Peter did. Lord, if I leave, where will I go?
主啊,我走了后,我要去哪里?
I have no place to go.
我无处可去.
Everything I've been looking for, I've found in you.
我所有的寻找了,我在你身上找了.
For you have the words of eternal life.
因为你有生命之道.
Young people, when you see your family members turning back,
当你看见你的朋友们回头时,
even if your friends turn back,
就算你的朋友们回头,
even if leaders turn back,
就算领袖回头,
don't you turn back.
可是你要,
you keep your eyes on Jesus.
定睛仰望耶稣,
keep moving forward.
啊,因为一直前进,
don't give up.
不要放弃,
for heaven is just ahead.
因为天国就在眼前,
in fact, even the evangelist
就像布道家,
that did those meetings that changed my life,
做了这聚会的布道家,
that man of God that preached every single night,
那没有完正道的那上帝的子民,
even he turned back.
他都回头了。
I'm so thankful, though, that he's coming back to Christ.
我很感谢他回到耶稣身边。
I'm so thankful that when we fall away,
我也感谢因为我们当我们失落堕落时,
it's possible to turn again to Jesus.
我们还是能回头。
Can you say amen?
你说amen吗?
But I want to ask you, friends, that you pray that I would never do this.
可是我要朋友们,我要向你祷告,我不会这样子。
As I pray that you will never do this as well.
我也祷告你也不会这样子。
I want you to notice as we begin to close why it's so terrible to turn back.
当我们结束的时候,你看到为什么
2 Peter 2:20-21. It says the latter end is worse than the beginning.
这里说,后来比先前的更好,
it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness.
他们晓得一直到了进了传给自己的圣命,
then after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them.
而他们不行所命令的圣,
When we turn away after knowing the truth, we become worse.
当我们知道真理后,我们回头,我们更惨。
And then the book of Hebrews 6:4-6 says,
希伯来书6:4-6节说了,
it is impossible
说了是不可能的,
for those who are once enlightened,
如果我们蒙了光照,
have tasted of the heavenly gift,
尝过天恩的滋味,
been partakers of the Holy Ghost,
因为圣灵有份,
tasted of the good word of God,
比尝过神善道的滋味,
and the powers of the world to come,
觉悟来世全能的人,
if they shall fall away,
而是他们离弃真理,
it is impossible to renew them again to repentance,
就不能叫他们重新懊悔了,
seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame.
因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架, 明明地羞辱他,
the reason why it's such a tragedy to turn back, young people,
为什么回头是如此的悲剧,
is because we crucified Jesus afresh.
因为我们重新钉耶稣在十字架上,
but when we sin against him after knowing the truth,
我们对他犯罪, 我们知道真理,
it hurts him so deeply.
对他如此的创伤,
it is like spitting in his face.
就像是在他脸上吐口水,
it's like we're beating God with our own hands.
但是我们用这些手打上帝,
when we turn away from him after knowing him. Oh, friends, I don't want to hurt Jesus.
我不要伤害耶稣,
I want to bring joy to his heart. Can you say amen?
我要把喜乐带入他心中, 可以说amen吗?
Here's the question as we bring out a few last points.
问题是在这里,当我们再说了几个重点,
how can we keep moving forward?
我们能够如何能够向前进?
What enables us to not turn away? The Bible tells us in Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2.
圣经在希伯来书12章1和2节说,
Since we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses,
我们既有许多的见证人,
let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us.
如同云彩围着我们就当放下各样重担脱去,
let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
存心忍耐,
the salvation is likened to a race. We may start strong, but it doesn't matter how you start. What matters is that you finish. And notice what needs to happen in order for us to finish the race. Verse 2 says, looking unto who?
仰望谁呢?
To Jesus,
仰望耶稣,
the author
为我们,
and the finisher of our faith.
信心创始成长的耶稣,
what God has begun, He's able to finish.
As
long as we keep our eyes on Him,
只要我们定睛仰望耶稣,
and when we look at Him, what do we see?
把我们看到, 我们看见什么?
Who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross,
啊,那摆在前面的极乐就轻看羞辱,
despising the shame,
忍受了十字架的苦难,
and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
变成了神宝座的右边。
Oh, young people, when you keep your eyes on Jesus, you can finish. Why?
年轻人,如果你定睛仰望耶稣,
because you find that Jesus went to the finish line.
因为耶稣已经完成了。
Oh, friends, you realize that in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus felt like giving up.
你知道,在哥西马尼园,耶稣要放弃。
As the weight of the world's sin was being placed upon Christ,
为整个世界罪放在他的肩膀,
it was so heavy,
如此的沉重,
my sin and your sin,
我的罪和你的罪,
that it was literally crushing the life out of Jesus.
在压碎把耶稣的生命压碎,
it was so heavy
如此的重,
that the capillaries in his pores burst open. As he began to sweat great drops of blood. Like a grape being crushed under someone's foot. We were crushing Jesus because of our sin. And the devil was there in that garden. And he said to Jesus, don't waste your love on these people. Give up! Go back to your Father. Let me have these people. They don't even care about you.
他们不管他们,
they're sleeping on you. Go back home.
回家了。
Jesus didn't feel like drinking the cup.
耶稣不要喝那苦杯。
He said, if it's possible,
他说如果可能的话,
let it pass for me.
让我不喝这杯。
He didn't feel like going to the finish line.
他不要到那个结尾。
He did not feel like dying for you.
他不想为你而死。
But I'm so thankful that Jesus does not live by feelings.
但是我感谢上帝不是看到他感觉生活。
He lives by faith and love.
他是靠着信靠着爱生活。
Even though he said, if it's possible, let it pass.
他说,就算他说,如果可能的话,
he finished the prayer by saying, not as I will, but thy will be done.
他结束,他说,不是我的旨意,而是你的旨意行出。
And he surrendered his life, his will to God.
他献上他的生命,献上他的旨意。
And because of that,
就因这样,
he went all the way to the cross,
他来到了十字架,
despising the shame.
轻看羞辱,
and even when he's hanging there in excruciating pain,
就算他剧烈的痛在十字架,
the devil was there to the people taunting Christ.
魔鬼在那边, 很多人在那边嘲笑耶稣,
he saved others.
他说,
and if he is the Son of God, let him save himself. Then we'll believe.
他说,如果你是真的儿子,
and it was true, friends.
啊,那是真实的,
Jesus saved others.
耶稣拯救了别人,
and he could have saved himself.
啊,他可以拯救自己,
but he could not save himself and others at the same time.
而是他不能同时拯救自己和别人,
so when it came between him and us,
所以如果是他或者我们,
he chose you instead of himself.
他选择了你,
and as the Father is being, the Son is being separated from the Father,
而圣父与圣子隔离的时候,
the Desire of Ages says that Christ could not see beyond the portal of the tomb.
以来愿望说,耶稣看不到坟墓之后的时候,
as he is facing death,
他在面临死亡,
there was no hope of a resurrection.
没有复活的希望,
he thought that this would be an eternal decision.
他觉得是永恒的一个决定,
and at that very moment,
在那一刻,
Christ could have said, this is too much to pay.
基督可以说,这是太过分了,
it's too big of a sacrifice.
太大的牺牲,
it's too expensive of a price.
太贵了一个代价,
these people don't even value it.
这些人不,
The devil is there saying, let them die in their sins.
魔鬼说这还让他们在罪中死去。
Go back to your father.
回到你天父身边吧。
Let me have control over these.
让我掌控这些人。
But it wasn't nails that held Jesus on the cross.
可是在十字架上不是钉子让耶稣在十字架上。
It was love for you and me that held him there.
而是对你我的爱。
Rather than live in heaven without us.
不是在天国与你我们的生存。
Jesus would be eternally lost for us.
耶稣宁愿为我们永恒的失去。
And he went all the way, young people.
他直到终点。
Until finally he said, it is finished.
最后他说完成了。
He gave up the ghost.
就死了。
Christ endured the cross.
基督忍受的十字架。
And he went all the way to the finish line.
一直走到终点。
Without looking back.
不回头。
As long as we keep our eyes on him.
如果我们仰望耶稣,
that gives us the power to cross the finish line as well.
去过那终点,
young people,
朋友们啊,
claim this promise.
请抓住这个意义,
this is my last scripture. Philippians 1:6 says,
菲利比书,
that we can be confident of this very thing.
我们可以对这件事有信心,
that he who has begun a good work in us will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
但你们心里动了善功了,
let Jesus finish what he started in your life.
直到基督的那日子,
the road may be straight, the road may be straight and narrow.
路可能狭窄可能直,
but Jesus walked it before us.
但是耶稣已经先走了,
and he is at the end.
他已经在终点,
at the finish line.
在终点,
waiting for us.
正在你我,
cheering us on.
让我,
soon and very soon we can cross that finish line.
很快的我们可以过那终点,
and live forever with him.
永远的与他生存,
as we begin to close this morning,
当今早开始结束时,
I want to ask Yuri to go to the piano and begin to play softly.
请Yuri开始弹一下,
I want to end with a story about a man named Derek Redmond. In 1992, the World Olympics were held in Barcelona, Spain. Derek Redmond was the favorite for the gold medal in the men's 400 meter run. And as Derek Redmond came to the World Olympics, he came with high expectations. He came carrying the hope of his country on his shoulders. This was going to be his moment. He had worked so hard. The gold belonged to him, he said. As Derek Redmond and the other runners took their position at the starting line, he was feeling confident. This race belonged to him. And he's going to finish it strong.
And
as the race began, Derek Redmond shot out to the front. He was striding, feeling confident. This was his race. And as he was coming around the last corner, he could see the finish line in sight. He could taste the goal. Just when he's about to make his move, just when he's about to sprint with all his heart and might to the finish line, Derek Redmond found himself on the ground in excruciating pain with a torn hamstring.
Derek Redmond 发现自己倒在地上有破碎，因为他的脚的筋断裂。
He fell hard.
And
as he's on the ground in pain, he looks up only to see the other runners finish the race. Derek Redmond was distraught. He was deeply disappointed. But he said to himself, I am not going to let the last 4 years of training be wasted. I am going to finish this race. So he started to get up. Took a few steps. Only to fall down once again because the pain was so intense. No matter how hard he tried, he couldn't do it. He said, I must finish the race. The medics came to try and help him, but he shoot him away. He's going to finish.
But
he couldn't do it. was in too much pain.
太痛了.
Finally, there was a man that came from the stands.
最后有一个从观众席下来的人,
fought his way past the security guards.
打开了保安人员,
and he came on the track to that fallen athlete.
他来到了赛跑的路上,
put his hand on his shoulder.
放在他的肩上,
and he said to Derek Redmond,
对Derek Redmond说,
son,
儿子,
you don't have to do this.
你不需要这样做.
And as Derek Redmond looked into the face of his father,
Derek Redmond 看看父的脸,
he said, I must.
他说我一定要,
I must.
我一定要.
As the father looks into the face of his son,
所以父看到儿子的脸,
he said, son, well, if you're going to do this,
他说儿子如果你要这样做,
we have to do this together.
帮我们一起做.
So the father picked up his son.
所以天父抬起儿子,
Derek Redmond leaned all of his weight on the shoulder of his father.
Derek Redmond 就把所有的重量在父身上,
father and son began walking down the track,
父亲和孩子开始走,
heading to the finish line,
走向终点.
And as they're walking, Derek Redmond was suffering great pain.
当他们走的时候, Derek的疼痛是如此剧烈,
but as long as he leaned all his weight upon the shoulder of his father,
但如果他把他所有的重量依靠在父亲的肩上,
he was able to move forward,
他就能够前进,
and he was able to finish the race.
他能够完成这跑道.
Brothers and sisters, we're in a race.
朋友们,我们现在在一个赛跑道.
The finish line is just ahead.
终点就在前面.
We are so close.
我们如此的靠近.
No time left for the world.
没有时间要给世界.
Right there on the edge of eternity,
我们现在永恒的边缘.
Jesus is at the finish line.
耶稣就在终点.
Cheering us on.
替我们打气.
He said, keep going.
他说一直走,
keep running.
一直跑,
please don't give up.
不要放弃.
Perhaps this morning you had fallen.
可能今早你失落,
perhaps this afternoon you're in excruciating pain.
可能你曾经历过剧烈的痛,
perhaps you feel today that you cannot finish.
可能你感到你不能完成,
and you feel like giving up.
可能你要放弃.
You feel like throwing in the towel.
你要放弃.
You feel like staying down on the ground.
你要在地上.
The devil has beaten you up.
魔鬼打了你,
your life is filled with problems.
你要问题,
seems like no matter how hard you try to serve God, you can't do it.
不论你多想要侍奉上帝, 你不能做.
If that is you,
如果那是你,
know today
今天你要知道,
that you have a Father in heaven
你天上有个父,
that is right there
就在那里,
and He can pick you up.
他能把你抬起来,
young people, as long as you lean all your weight upon the shoulders of your father,
只要你把你所有重量, 把你所有重担在天父的肩上,
you can cross the finish line.
你能过了终点.
Friends, please don't give up.
朋友们不要放弃.
Please don't give up.
不要放弃.
I want to see you in heaven.
我要在天国看到你.
I plan on being there by God's grace.
我也希望我靠着上帝恩典到底,
we have established wonderful relationships.
我们有很好的感情,
and even though there's a language barrier,
虽然语言上可能有问题,
there is still a connection.
但是还有一个联系.
And I pray,
我祷告,
that when I leave,
当我离开时,
that I would see you again.
我会再看见你.
There is the description of heaven in the Bible.
圣经中有说到天国的叙述.
In Revelation 21,
启示录20章,
John the Revelator saw heaven.
约翰看到了天国,
he saw the new earth.
他看见新天新地,
and he says, when I looked,
他说我看,
I saw that there was no more sea.
根本没有罪了,
no more sea in heaven.
不再有罪了.
And I have to be honest, young people,
我要诚实,
when I read that,
当我读的时候,
I was disappointed.
我非常的,
I'm born and raised in Hawaii.
因为我在夏威夷成长,
I grew up on the ocean.
我在海上, 他说没有海,
I love the sea.
我喜欢海, 他说没有海,
surfing those waves,
在海浪上,
snorkeling and looking at the fishes.
喜欢潜水, 喜欢看鱼.
So I asked myself, Lord, why no sea in heaven?
对我问主, 为什么天空没有海?
There is the sea of glass,
有玻璃海,
but there's no vast ocean like we have here on earth.
而是没有像地上有这庞大的海.
I said, why, Lord?
我主,
what's wrong with that?
为什么?
This is what God revealed.
这是上帝揭晓的.
The reason why there's no more sea in heaven,
天国没有海,
is because the sea separates us from each other.
是因为海使我们隔离.
I live in California.
我在加利福尼亚.
My family members live in Hawaii. And I can't easily see them whenever I want. Because the sea separates us. I've been to Africa. Been to India. Been to France doing these meetings. Established wonderful relationships with the family of God there. I miss them so much. I can't just see them whenever I want to. We're separated by an ocean. I've made friends with you in this place. This coming Sunday, we go back home. And I'm not going to be able to see you whenever I want to. Because we're separated by an ocean. But I'm so thankful, friends. In heaven, no more sea. Why? No more separation. And I just pray that if I never see your face again, you never see my face again, that we will see each other again in the eternal kingdom of God. So I want to leave you with this, young people. Please don't give up.
请不要放弃.
Keep moving forward.
一直向前行.
Heaven is just ahead.
天国就在前面.
I'm going to heaven.
我要去天国.
By God's grace, I'm going.
靠着恩典, 我要去天国.
How many of you are going to go to heaven with me?
你们需要和我一起去天国.
Are you planning on going?
你要去吗?
If you are planning on going to heaven,
如果你要去天国了,
by the grace of God,
靠着上帝的恩典,
I want to invite you to stand to your feet.
我要你站立起来,
and I want to invite all of you
我要你们全部,
who are going to heaven
全部要去天国了们,
to come here.
上前来,
come here.
上前来,
come forward.
上前来,
we're going to close this session together up here on the stage in prayer.
我们要台上一起祷告结束,
you want to come to heaven, come up.
如果你要去天国的话, 上前来,
we're going to close together as the family of God. Let's squeeze together. We're going to do something different today. Come closer. Come closer. All those who are planning on going to heaven, come closer. Come closer. Put your arm around someone. We're a family here. Squeeze together. And I want you to come into a place where you can see our faces. There are more coming. Squeeze together. Keep coming. There's room here. Keep coming. And this time, I want you to look into the faces of those around you. Look carefully into each other's faces. Can you imagine what it would be like if the faces that you see around you are missing when Jesus comes? What a terrible thought. We who have been given much opportunity, who heard appeal after appeal after appeal, and yet when we get to heaven, someone is missing. Oh friends, I cannot imagine heaven without you. Now I want you to look into my face. As I look carefully into your face, I'm asking God to write your face down in my mind. I may not remember your name. By God's grace, I'm going to remember your face. And as I look into your face, as you look into mine, I pray that I will see your face in heaven. Please pray that you'll see my face. Let us all be present. When the roll is called up yonder, let us all be there, young people. We are so close. Please don't give up. And if you never see my face again on earth, I want to promise you that you will see it in heaven by God's grace. Now, as we close with prayer right now, let us make a covenant and commitment to each other. Promise me that I'll see your face. Don't let nothing stop you. The devil hates you. He's trying his best to destroy you, to distract you. But you have the choice. Who's going to win in the controversy that is fought in your heart? Let Jesus win. Please. I beg you on behalf of Christ. Let Jesus win. So that we can meet together now. What do you say?
你说什么?
Are you going to be there?
你会在那里吗?
I wish I could just call you all by name and ask you one by one if you're going to be there.
我希望问每个人你们的名字,
are you going to be there, Pastor? Samuel, are you going to be there?
Samuel.
Michael? Tara, are you going to be there? Kang Ping? The Jet? You be there? Benjamin? Let's make sure we're there, amen.
Sure?
You be there? It's going to be a day of rejoicing. A great family reunion. Why don't we close with prayer? Let us ask the Holy Spirit. That all of us will be present on that day. I'm
going to
ask Pastor if he can lead us in prayer. And then after that, I'll have the closing prayer. Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for this moment in time. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, that you crossed the finish line. You went all the way and endured the cross for us. And because of what you have done, you can do the same in our lives. Lord, in this world we are attacked by the devil. We fall on this race. Some of us perhaps are hurting and they feel like they can't get back up. But thank you, God, that as long as we leave upon the everlasting arms of our Father, we can cross the finish line. Lord, we want to do it together. I thank you for my friends here in Malaysia. Thank you for the relationship that we have established.
And
Lord, my heart is heavy because I know I have to leave them in a few days.
And
tomorrow is never promised. I may never see their face ever again. Please, dear God, let me see them in heaven. May every person in this room here Be present when the roll is called up yonder.
在号筒响起时吧,
please, God, may not one person be missing.
主不要忘一个人,
Lord, I cannot imagine heaven without these, my friends.
我不能想象没有这些人的天国.
Please, God, do whatever it takes to save us. If we are so stubborn that you have to strip us of everything we have to save us, do it, Lord. Because we desire heaven more than anything in this world. We want to see you face to face. We want to cross the finish line as victors. We are weak, but you are strong. We are frail, but you are powerful. We are foolish, but you are wise. We are doubting, but you are full of faith. Teach us to serve you and follow you so that we can meet each other again at the tree of life, by the side of Jesus, speak in a language that we can all understand, and continuing this relationship throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. Thank you for that hope. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.